This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
It's your boy Z doing it real big on the pregame, the show that gets you ready to go out on your Saturday night. And on the phone with me down in Miami doing big things, the release of his major label debut this August, Life of a Troubled Child. And this May, we got the voice of the ghetto from Counterflow Records. Please welcome Smitty. How you doing, fam?
What's happening? Oh, man, what's going on, Pepe Z? You already know I've been waiting a long time for this one, so it's time for me to get it in. What's happening?
We've been hustling to get you on this show for quite some time now. The buzz, not only down in Miami, but throughout the Midwest, Smitty, is absolutely huge surrounding you right now. Why don't you tell everybody, your fans, my listeners, what they can expect from these two albums?
Definitely, you can expect me. Like last night, I was on Sirius and I was explaining to the world, the country, definitely the Midwest, that there's not enough artists that's giving themselves on their record. You may get 12, 13 records that are potential singles or what they think the people want to hear, but it's a lack of artists who just give you 100% of who they are, regardless if it's a single or not. It describes who they are, the individual, when they wake up in the morning, what they go through on a daily basis, and that's the type of music I'm making, man. Just passionate music that just definitely gives you Smitty. It doesn't give you diamonds on my neck. It doesn't give you, I don't know who Smitty is, but that's a hot song. Now it's all about, oh, I know who Smitty is. Regardless if it's a hot song or not, I believe in him. That's my type of artist. That's my favorite artist. So that's what it's all about, giving you all me this time.
Well, slowly you're becoming everyone's favorite artist, and one of those reasons is because of the single you just mentioned, Diamonds on My Neck, was on our charts for quite some time. Now, did the remix tip with my man Twista from the Shy Lil Weezy?
Yeah, you already know.
How'd that come together, fam?
It was easy. You know, we were just looking for premier artists at the time, artists that could definitely compliment me and make me more of a celeb, fit me in more of the celebrity category. And two people that came to mind was Lil Wayne and Twista, because they both had a lot of integrity to their music. They weren't people who were watered down and just trying to get in where they fit in. They both had their, they're running the game. And at the end of the day, they both are still stars in their own right. So for me to be in that type of That presence of those type of celebrities is just a blessing in disguise. So I appreciate it, actually.
It's a great collaboration. Everyone here appreciated, because anytime a down south artist collaborates with a Midwest artist, does big, big things.
Absolutely. Very big, very big. And I know that. That's why I went out of my way to do it, actually, because that's, in my eyes, that's why I think I needed a little more of the Midwest. Is I'm not as in touch with them as I should be, or nothing as much as I should be, because I am a down south artist, so it's hard for us to, necessarily get up there and go touch Chicago and Detroit and St. Louis and all the whole Midwest scene, and waiting on a promo tour doesn't do it sometimes. So for me to put an artist like that on the record would definitely cross those boundaries and put me in the hearts of a lot of Midwest fans, which I can seem to be doing. Well, so it was a good move.
In addition, he certainly isn't the only Midwest artist you've collaborated with. The song Ghetto, which is going to be on both of your albums, Kanye West on there, John Legend on there, your homie Scarface, who you used to collaborate with.
Oh, man. I mean, people won't believe it, but when you get songs of that nature, it kind of happens overnight. You don't have to think too much about it. It's really the songs you think about that aren't what you make, that they're not what you expect them to be. That song was just basically me and Kanye West was just vibing, and we were in Sony Studios in New York. We vibing, trying to come up with something. This is the beginning of the album process. I haven't really even started yet. I'm just getting in. I'm just getting into it. I'm just getting the flow of things. And he had a beat. It wasn't even a beat. It was a sample, actually. I was like, man, I like that sample. So he chopped it up. He made it into a beat, added his flair to it, the Kanye flair. In fact, he was trying to rap on the song. But I was like, nah, it'd be better if you do the hook. And he was like, yeah, you might be right. You might be right. So at that particular point, there was a guy there named John. He wasn't even John Legend. His name was just John.
Just John.
Kanye was going to sign him once his album came out and once they got the good music. And it was like, it wasn't even written in stone. It was like ideas of what he wanted to do with the guy John. I never knew he would turn out to be the infamous John Legend. So at the end of the day, he jumps on the track and starts singing Ghetto. In fact, we had the first track in L.A. the week that he put his album out. He was over in L.A., and I happened to be out of L.A. at the same time. And I forgot the name of the record plant.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Kanye just chilling in there. I mean, me and John Legend chilling, and we come up with the singing part for Ghetto. Breon Prescott was there too. Ghetto, he sings that part, and then Kanye just came in and filled it in. So once we had the hook, we had three verses. So So I said, you know what, I'm going to take off one of my verses, and why not put my mentor, Scarface, on it? So then we flew to Texas, because I wanted to make sure he gave me 100% and not that I'm saying he would give me a half, you know, a half effort verse, but I just wanted to be there because that was a big moment in my life, to be with such
Definitely.
Big names in the game and absorb all that in and take what they do to make records and turn them into hits and smashes. And after he put his verse on it and gave me the stamp, as you know, taking the game to the next level, it was all written in stone, and the record just hit the streets. You feel me? So
well, it turned out quite well, I must say, and it's definitely going to catapult you to that upper echelon of success.
Absolutely, thank you.
In addition to Kanye, the album you have coming out in August, of course, once again titled "Life of a Troubled Child," you got David Banner, Timbaland, Swizzy, Manny Fresh,
man.
A whole all-star cast of characters to produce this album. What one producer, besides Kanye, you already mentioned, was it the best vibe in the studio with?
I have to say, and this is an easy one because I just got this question, I have to say Manny Fresh. He loves, for a person to be as successful as he is, he still loves the music. He still will, like, the situation with me and him, we're in Atlanta, and I'm at Patchworks, and what happens is I'm doing this record with Timbaland. Timbaland sent the beat up because I was just in Atlanta. I think I was on a tour. And he sent the beat. I'm writing to the beat, and the hook is already written by Timbaland. So I'm like, man, you know, it would be hot. Manny Fresh is in the studio right next to him. I'm like, man, you know, it would be hot if we could get Manny Fresh to say this. Like, that would really bring the record to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So, bam, TQ's in there at the time. President of my company was there at the time, and he's TQ's cousin. So he asked TQ to ask Manny Fresh if he'd come over and do the hook. I mean, before he could probably even ask who I was or what is it for or could I get a check,
who's there?
Who produced the beat, he came over and was like, okay, I got one stipulation. So I'm thinking, you know, he's going to ask to get the lawyers on the phone or, you know, get the label on the phone or whatever, you know, just something industry.
Yeah.
And he was totally far away from that. He said, I got one request. So I was like, what's the request? You have to rap over one of my beats in order for me to do the hook for you.
Done
said,
deal.
Wow, exactly. Like, you're really hooking me up, man. You're really hooking me up. So at the end of the day, I didn't know there was still people left like that. I mean, I met a lot of good people in the industry, but at that particular point in Manny Fresh's life, he was just the most loving person I had ever met. And he gave me 100% of himself. He didn't even, you know, give me 10% because he's doing it for free. He gave me what he felt was necessary. And actually, it's a track that's on the album called Dope Man, and it's Timbaland's beat with Manny Fresh on the hook. I don't know if it's ever been done, but we're doing it. And probably it had to be Manny Fresh, hands down.
Well, it seems like that's what you're setting out to do. Do things that not have been done before within the
Absolutely.
Industry. And that's
Absolutely.
Huge. A lot of people think that you just kind of fell out of a coconut tree, you just appeared on the scene. But you've been doing the damn thing for a long time. You've been writing songs, of course, the hits Shake Your Tail Feather.
Absolutely.
Bump,
Absolutely.
Bump, bump.
Absolutely. I mean, writing for me, that's how I chose to get in the game, simply because there wasn't too many outlets for me coming out of Miami when I was trying to, you know, pursue this rap thing. At the end of the day, I decided to go out to Los Angeles and just try to get in what fit in at that time, and I just so happened to fit in with legends. I started off writing for Will Smith, and that's probably the only time I was a ghostwriter, you know, because I wasn't getting paid. I wasn't getting my publishing. I was just getting paid on the side, which was cool because it taught me how to write, and it taught me how to, you know, write necessarily lyrics that didn't depict who I was but depict who the person I was writing for. Eventually, I went on to Dr. Dre, you know, got my publishing. They wrote a couple songs, never really got into the detox, but I wrote a song or two. But if you know Dre, he's a meticulous individual, so
mm-hmm.
it was never like, you know, it wasn't a chemistry there. He was like my big brother. He's the person who gave me the name Smitty, actually, for people who don't know that. I didn't just sit and think of the name Smitty one day. He blessed me with that, and who am I to turn down Dr. Dre? So
what was the name before? What was the name before you were going to write
I just
with?
Went by V. Smith, my normal government name, V.
Okay.
Smith. So it was like, man, for him to bless me with that, and then I moved on into write for Puff. And Puff just taught me how to, the business of the game, the writing the hits and actually putting them out. And just the politics that it took to make smashes, hit records into smashes. And I just absorbed everything from all three of those individuals when it came to writing music. And now I'm just using that in my own vein. So it's not too easy for me to, you know, write a hit. Right now, my biggest problem is giving my album 100%, making sure that every track is a classic, making sure I gave 100% of me. A hit will come a dime a dozen, but classic albums only come once in a lifetime, so that's my focus.
Well, hopefully, the next classic album that everyone will be able to go out and purchase in stores in August is Life of a Troubled Child.
Absolutely. I got to get it in. There's no time to play anymore, man. I'm done. I finally got a grip on where we're going with things. The next single coming out is called Little Haiti, produced by The Runners. And my single after that is called For the Love, featuring Pimp C and Fantasia. And that will be the debut to drop the album. And we're going to shoot videos for both of them. And Voice of the Ghetto is going to be already what it is. It's already turned into a street classic from the buzz that I'm hearing. So I'm just excited, man, and ready to get on the road and do every interview possible to let people know that I'm definitely here and I'm definitely in the upper echelon of artists these days.
Before we even had you on the phone for the interview, I had Pitbull on the show a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Pitbull and I, we were talking about what artists from the Miami area really are going to make a huge impact in 2006 and beyond. And he said that you have been just waiting in the wings for as long as he can remember, and that if anybody deserves the credit for Miami coming what it was and is right now, it's you. So
wow,
if you see Pitbull, tell him I told you about it and shake his hand and give him a hug.
I will. I definitely will, because he's been one of my biggest supporters, you know, from day one. And he's always shown me support on the records that I've done. I didn't actually think that he would, you know, make it kind of like that, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of truth to it, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that he wasn't overly complimenting me, because I'm not going to turn down a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely did a lot to, you know what I'm saying, bring attention down to Miami. I definitely had a top 40 song. I definitely put myself on a major scale as far as being signed on a major label and not bragging about it and not being like the cornerstone of who I was as an artist. I came back down to Miami with the foundation, with the fact of saying this is a real artist. This is not just another individual with his song. I've been putting in work for some time now. So I'm a humble individual, so I'm not even the type of person to put that out there that, you know, I have a lot to do with Miami getting a lot of his press. But at the end of the day, I think it all rise to the top, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to stay humble, and if somebody makes a compliment as graceful as that one, I will accept it. And if they don't, then it's not a problem, because I'm still grinding. I'm still putting out two or three mixtapes, two or three albums, still recording. I just did a song with D-Block last night with Jadakiss Styles and Sheik Lou and Jay Hood in New Jersey. So I can't be stopped, man. I'm starving right now. I got
to
eat.
Well, keep it going. We can't wait to hear the album once it drops in stores. Smitty, is there a website or MySpace address that you can give everybody?
Yes. Definitely. You can go, first you can catch me at smittyonline.com or jrecordsonline.com or zarentertainmentonline.com or smittyislilhaiti@myspace.com or capitalentertainment.com. There's just so many places you can get in touch with me. If you can't find me through those, then I'll be on the road in a city near you, promoing and performing for you and giving you 110%. You already know. And shout out to Lil Haiti. Shout out to everybody who supports Smitty, man. Z, I love you, baby. 100.
Well, we appreciate taking the time to come on the show. One website, obviously not enough, which is why you had to give us five. We love
Absolutely.
That about you. Thank
Absolutely.
Clive Davis for signing you to J Records, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck in 2006
and beyond. Thank you, man. All right.